Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking at 8 o'clock, I'm tracking several big delays around the Triangle. I'll show you the biggest backups and how to get around them.
And it's a little chilly this morning. We continue to have a cooler than normal air mass with us just for another day or so. After that, our highs return to the 70s. I'll show you how long the warmer temperatures stick around.
Also breaking news this morning, police killed the man suspected of shooting and killing two people at a soccer match in Belgium. What we know about the suspected terror attack.
Today, we'll get an update on the Six Forks Road Improvement Project. Just ahead, how a hefty price tag could cause a change of plans.
Straight up 8 o'clock right now on your Tuesday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan. So glad that you're making us part of your day here.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, starting off a little chilly again this morning. You need the jacket out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. Another day at the fair. I'm actually heading out there at 10:30 this morning. So you're going to need the jacket, right?
You definitely are. You know, even this afternoon, our temperature only climbs into the mid to upper 60s. You may need a sweater through the afternoon. Looking beautiful here, though. You can see clear skies as we're looking across the state fairgrounds from the Dorton Arena. A little bit of cloud cover, but those clouds are dissipating fast. Our temperature at RDU and, of course, here at the fairgrounds, 49 degrees, so it's definitely chilly to start with. It's 45 in Fayetteville, 49 in Goldsboro, 47 South Hill, 43 Roxboro, 44 Southern Pine. So almost everybody's now in the 40s. We just are, you know, just getting past sunrise. Our temperatures in Fayetteville and Clinton are a lot colder than they were yesterday, about 7 degrees colder. That's enough to notice, certainly. Temperature at lunchtime likely to be close to low 60s, and then in the upper 60s for highs this afternoon. Today and the next several days stay dry until we reach Friday. Friday we have a front that comes through that is going to bring some rain. I'll show you the timeline coming up, Brian.
8:02 and breaking news. We have reports of a crash on the Beltline on 440 westbound right around the Brentwood Road interchange out toward Capitol Boulevard. As we take a look at that live camera from New Bern Avenue, you can see traffic backing up there in the distance. We're measuring about an 8-minute delay overall on 440 westbound from 87 around to Wade Avenue, with most of that as you approach the Capitol Boulevard interchange. We're going to find out exactly what lanes are blocked. It's a busy morning with a lot of backups to tell you about. We're going to start off in Garner with a report of a crash on 40 westbound right around the 440 interchange. It looks like they're working to get this cleared. Maybe everything has been moved over to the right shoulder as far as we can tell on that camera looking from Jones Sausage Road out toward the 440 split. Right now, the sensors are measuring about a 30-minute delay overall between 42 up to 440. So you might consider using 70 business to Hammond Road or South Saunders Street as a good alternate route. We have some slowdowns also coming in from Wake Forest and Rollsville this morning. Heavy delay on southbound Capitol Boulevard, about a 10-minute backup heading down to 540, about a 7-minute delay on southbound Lewisburg Road coming in from Rollsville toward 540. Also, a crash reported on Forestville Road near Rogers Branch Road. That's not too far from Foundation Drive, and we're told that all lanes are blocked out there with two separate crashes. That's the latest from the town of Wake Forest, so avoid using that section of Forestville Road if you can this morning. Expect a detour in that area. Unfortunately, there are not too many good alternate routes through there. In Durham, on the northbound side of 885, a crash reported between Cornwallis and T.W. Alexander, contributing to some of those usual delays we see on the northbound side of 885. Right now, measuring an 8-minute backup between I-40 up to right around the T.W. Alexander Drive, Ellis Road area. And on that southbound side of 885, there's a backup of about 6 minutes from the 147 merge down to Ellis Road.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Breaking news this morning. The man suspected of shooting and killing two people and injuring a third in Brussels has been shot and killed by police. Belgian police say the 45-year-old Tunisian man was shot by officers in a cafe. The incident that the government is calling a terrorist attack happened last night as Belgium hosted Sweden in a Euro 2024 qualifier soccer game. The shooter left the scene, prompting a massive manhunt. Belgium also raised its terror alert to the highest level. In a video posted online, the suspect identified himself as a member of ISIS. A Belgian federal prosecutor says the likely motive for the attack was the Swedish nationality of the victims. And now to the Israel-Hamas war. Overnight, the Palestinian officials have reported Israeli airstrikes today killed at least 28 people in Rafah, which is an area in Gaza. The World Health Organization is warning Gaza faces an imminent public health crisis with limited water supplies for hundreds of thousands of people displaced from their homes. We've also learned this morning that the director in charge of the Rafah crossing was killed in Israeli strikes. That comes as hundreds of foreign nationals wait to exit the strip that he was in charge of, and the gates remain closed.
And Michelle, late last night, it was announced President Biden will head to Israel tomorrow. New video this morning shows humanitarian aid convoys moving toward the border near Gaza and crossing in. We have also learned from CNN and the Military Times that Marines from Camp Lejeune are being sent to Israel. The Marines are part of the rapid response units. Leaders with the Israeli military say they don't expect Biden's visit to delay any ground invasion of Gaza. Today, we'll find out if a project here locally that we've been talking about for years will happen at all. The Six Forks Road Improvement Project would widen the road north of North Hills, making it safer and less congested. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey explains the hefty price tag that could halt the project.
We've been talking about this widening project for a really long time, but the biggest update we'll get from discussions today is all about the cost. We're on part of that 2-mile stretch that's a part of the widening project right now, but if you take a look at your screen, you'll see a view of the entire widening project from North Hills to Lynn Road. This project is going to be a lot more expensive than what the city originally planned. The original plans for the project were estimated to cost $31.3 million. The new estimate is $119 million. That leaves nearly a $73 million funding gap. Today, we'll find out if moving forward with the project is even an option. The city might be able to make smaller improvements, but the full widening project may not be possible given that hefty price tag. So we'll find out more about how the city is going to move forward when City Council meets this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And we're also working to learn more about a shooting in Clinton that sent one person to Wake Med. It happened on Quail Run late Monday night. One person is in custody. We'll make sure to update you both on air and online when we find out more about this investigation.
Happening today, Durham Public Schools is looking to fill important positions, including teachers and bus drivers. A job fair happens tonight at Hillside High School from 5 to 7 p.m. The school district says the greatest need is for K through 5 teachers, exceptional children's teachers, media coordinators, as well as bus drivers.
And pay raises could finally be coming for Wake County school employees. The school board plans to vote today on new pay scales for workers. Employees have not gotten the raises the school board voted on in the spring because a new state budget has not been set for schools yet. Starting pay for bus drivers would be $18.55 per hour. That is up from $17 per hour. And starting pay for Wake County teachers would go up from just under $44,000 to $46,000.
Also happening today in Wake County, school officials will release a second draft of their student reassignment plan for next school year. The current proposal moves up to 5,000 students into new schools. It's part of an annual effort to manage overcrowding and fill new schools. Most families could apply to stay at their current school just without busing. Some students would have no choice but to go to a new school or apply for a hardship transfer. Many families have spoken out against the first draft of the reassignment plan. For updates, you can go to the education section of WRAL.com.
New developments after a car was caught on camera speeding right through a homecoming parade. And this morning, we've learned that that driver behind the wheel faces multiple charges, including reckless driving and assault with a deadly weapon. Police say he's Jerry Brooks. Officers say Brooks drove through the Hillside High School's homecoming parade in a black Mustang. WRAL went to Brooks' last known address, but no one answered the door. We did see a black Mustang in the driveway. State Representative Zach Hawkins says he will talk to his colleagues about strengthening protections along parade routes.
How we secure the perimeter, should we have law enforcement bookends either end of the parade on the streets, especially where the driver came from, how are we making sure that I'm getting ahead of those types of possible dangerous situations.
Unfortunately, there were no reported injuries at the homecoming parade. Durham police say three others were arrested at that event. Two suspects are accused of trying to ride dirt bikes on the parade route. The other suspect was arrested on an outstanding felony warrant for fraud charges.
We have a live look for you right now at the U.S. Capitol building, where a vote to select a new Speaker of the House is expected to happen today. Representative Jim Jordan secured the Republican nomination for the seat on Friday after House Majority Leader Steve Scalise dropped out of the race. With the GOP holding just a slim majority, though, in the House, it is unclear if Jordan has the votes to secure the position. It can only lose 4 Republican votes, and dozens have said they are not sure they want to support him. 217 votes are needed to win the gavel, and that vote is set for noon today. You can look for updates during our noon newscast on WRAL.
All new this morning, the Dallas Cowboys secured another big win. They took on the Los Angeles Chargers last night for Monday Night Football. Micah Parsons and the Cowboys defense came in clutch to help them snag the victory, but it didn't happen until the final 2 minutes of the game, making it really exciting. The Cowboys won 20-17.
It is the book fair we all know from our childhood. And coming up, why the Scholastic Book Fair is separating certain books from its catalog and fairs.
Plus, you could get some much-needed help repairing your home in Raleigh. We'll tell you about the new homeowner rehabilitation project and how you can apply.
And we started with some clouds this morning. We're starting to see more sunshine now. We have some very pleasant conditions in our forecast for the next several days until Friday. That's when our next front and chance of rain comes in. I'll walk you through the timeline. It is 8:13. We take another live look at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. This camera is right there by the Dorton Arena and looking off to the north there. Looking so pretty. We have blue skies breaking out. We had a lot of cloud cover this morning, but that's moving out. It's going to be a lovely sunny day with pleasant temperatures. Right now it's 49 degrees around the triangle and here in near downtown Raleigh at the fairgrounds. Looking at temperatures at lunchtime in the mid-60s, we'll climb to 67 for the high this afternoon. You do not need to take your raincoat to the fair for the next several days. Temperatures on the cool side. Take a jacket. It's 44 in Southern Pines, 45 in Fayetteville. It's 47 in South Hill, 43 in Roxborough, and 49 in Durham. So definitely a cool start. Temperatures are pretty close to where they were yesterday around the Triangle and North, but it's 7 degrees cooler in Fayetteville this morning than it was this time yesterday. That's a differential notice. 67 for the high in Raleigh today, 65 in Durham, and 70 in Fayetteville. We had this chilly air mass move in on Sunday, and it's just been hanging around, but it's about to get kicked out by some warmer air. You'll start to notice that tomorrow will climb into the 70s all the way through Friday. But then a front comes through and this chilly air starts to swing in as we get into the weekend. Saturday and Sunday's highs are back into the 60s. Our normal low is 50, so we're pretty close to that for the next several mornings. Tomorrow morning 48, Thursday 49, and Friday 54. Our near normal high temperatures too. Normal is 73. We're just a little below that for tomorrow or today, and then in the low 70s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Now Saturday is a little bit cooler behind the front that we'll see on Friday, but after we see 60s over the weekend, we're back to some warmer temperatures next week. Once we get past the fair, we have a good chance of above normal temperatures almost to Halloween night. Rain chances for Friday, they'll be on the minimal side up until around sunset, but it looks like during the evening around dinner time, 6-7 o'clock, we can start to see the rain moving in, and it's with us overnight and into the very early morning hours of Saturday. Right now, Saturday and Sunday look like they should be fairly dry, but keep checking back. We'll go over the timeline with future cast coming up in just a little bit. Saturday and Sunday, 67, 68. And then it looks like we've got a gorgeous week ahead next week. Brian?
It is 8:16, and it looks like in many spots we're starting to see the problems easing up a little bit on the roads. Let's start off with an update on 440 at New Bern Avenue. We have a report of a crash around Brentwood Road and Capitol Boulevard. Still seeing some delays there in the distance. Overall, we're measuring a 9-minute backup on 440 westbound from 87 around to Wade Avenue. But as you take a look at the map with the live sensor data, most of that is confined to the area between 87 and Capitol Boulevard. Once you get through that, things start to ease up pretty nicely on 440. In Garner, it looks like that earlier crash on 40 westbound around 440 has largely been cleared now. Maybe some activity over on the right shoulder, but lanes appear to be open. We do have a report of a crash, though, right around the 70 business interchange, and we're seeing overall about a 14-minute delay from 42 up to the 440 interchange. Also on 70 business, just to the east of I-40, there's a crash there at Rainer Road, Auburn-Knightdale Road on the other side. So look out for some delays there as you come in from Clayton back toward the I-40 interchange. An update in the past couple of minutes from Wake Forest officials, Forestville Road at Rogers Branch Road. That crash is largely cleared now, and the sensors are looking a lot better as you head through that intersection. So you can head back through there without having to worry about a detour or any kind of alternate routes. Let's take you to Durham, get an update on the situation along 885. We're still seeing some lingering delays on 885 on both sides between I-40 and TW Alexander Drive, but it looks like that earlier crash on the northbound side at TW Alexander has cleared. Still seeing a 7-minute delay overall northbound on the southbound side of 885. Expect a 4-minute delay from 147 down toward the Ellis Road area.
Orange County deputies continue to investigate after the body of Skylar Brooks was found in the woods over the weekend. WRL spoke with the family of Brooks, and they say they are looking for closure in this. The sheriff says a man walking his dog discovered the Greensboro resident's body off Heron Pond Drive Sunday morning. Skylar's mother says she's at a loss for words after seeing her child for the last time on Friday night. She says Skylar loved children and was aspiring to be a chef one day.
She was always there for everybody, no matter what. No matter what was going on with her, no matter what was, how down she was there for you. She showed up.
Orange County Sheriff's asking anyone who witnessed anything unusual near Heron Pond Road to come forward. The family has started a GoFundMe to help with the burial expenses. Visit WRL.com to find that link.
The death of a woman whose body was found in a field in Fayetteville is being called a homicide. Authorities say a man found the body of Crystal Lauren while walking his dog Wednesday night. This was near Fieldcrest and Cedric Streets. Officers have not said how she died. They told WREL last week investigators are scanning video from nearby cameras and asking the public for any information.
The nominees are out for North Carolina's highest civilian honor. Former Congressman G.K. Butterfield and David Price will receive the North Carolina Award for their years of public service. Butterfield served in Congress for 18 years, Price for 33. Former DHHS Secretary and current CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen will receive the award for her work in North Carolina's COVID-19 response. And Southern Pines native Patrick Daugherty will receive this year's Fine Arts Prize. He's known for these sculptures at Sand Hills Community College and his work this year as the artist in residence for Le Cole French School of Raleigh.
The U.S. Supreme Court will not hear a case challenging North Carolina's so-called ag-gag law. The law prohibits employees from making undercover video or audio recordings on farms or other workplaces. Representatives from the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals sued. The group claims that the law was written as written stopped them from investigating animal treatment in research labs. A lower court agreed, saying that the law violates the First Amendment when the recordings are made with the intent of gathering news. North Carolina appealed, claiming the law strengthens existing trespassing laws.
The Scholastic Book Fair is being accused of excluding books that touch on race, LGBTQ, and other issues related to diversity. Scholastic says this is the solution it has to many school districts around the country, prohibiting certain kinds of books from being in schools. Many of these banned books focus on race, gender, and sexuality. Scholastic announces its fairs will now have a separate section for books focusing on the topics that we just mentioned there. The titles will be in a new catalog called Share Every Story, Celebrate Every Voice. The catalog features 64 titles and allows schools to choose which books to include. In a statement, Scholastic writes, "We don't pretend this solution is perfect, but the other option would be to not offer these books at all, which is something we'd consider."
Today is Senior Citizens Day at the State Fair. Seniors ages 65 and over will get in free, and they can also enjoy a free Bojangles breakfast. There will also be entertainment at the Senior Citizen Fun Festival. The event will take place on the Dorton Arena patio starting at 10 o'clock this morning. And make sure to come by and visit us 10:30 to 11:30. I'll be there with Brian Schrader. And then later on this afternoon, you could meet Gerald Owens and Peter Sherwood. They'll be there from 2 to 3.
Some hair straightening products may soon be banned. The FDA plans to propose this ban on certain products that contain or release the chemical formaldehyde. Studies have linked the use of these chemical hair straighteners to a higher risk of certain cancers. After the ban is proposed, the FDA will review public comments before deciding whether to issue that ban. Now, the agency says the ideal ban date would be next April.
Well, some people who own homes in Raleigh can get up to $90,000 to help with repairs. Loans come from the city's homeowner rehabilitation program, and the money must be spent to fix issues that present a threat to the life, safety, or health of the people living there. Applications are open from October 16th through November 3rd. People can apply online or through mail. You can find out more if you are eligible. You can go to WREL.com.
After years of work and consulting, Sony has created a PlayStation controller that's accessible to more people. You can see the access controller doesn't have to be held to be used. It can rest on a wheelchair or table. The buttons and thumbsticks are different shapes, sizes, and textures, so gamers with disabilities can play their favorite games. The company worked with accessibility consultants to create that controller.
Having gaming and having an opportunity to game at a very high level, to be able to do it again, it was like a reunion that I lost a close companion, and being able to reunite it with that person again.
Sony has been working on that controller since 2018. It's expected to go on sale in December 6th, for $90.
Two major North Carolina school systems are deciding now to demerge their schools, coming up the concerns parents have about their kids potentially switching school districts.
Plus, a change could soon be on the way for Wake County school employees, the proposed starting pay for bus drivers and teachers.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Tuesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Brian Schrader tracking some traffic troubles on US 70 in Garner. Brian, what's going on?
This is on Business 70, not too far from I-40, heading back toward Auburn-Knightdale Road. Two left lanes of 70 Business eastbound are blocked right now. So leaving Garner, heading back toward Clayton, you're going to run into some delays there as you get squeezed into that right lane. On the westbound side, not seeing big delays, though. About a two-minute slowdown overall from Clayton back toward Garner. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, picking up some pretty heavy delays on 40 eastbound, leaving Hillsboro, heading toward Chapel Hill. Good news, though, on 40 westbound in Garner, that earlier crash at 440 has cleared. We're now seeing a delay of only 5 minutes as you come in from Business 70.
Looking beautiful out there. We started early this morning with some cloud cover. We're nice and clear here in Chapel Hill. At this point, we're looking at temperatures in the 40s and 50s still. Cool, 44 in Southern Pines, 46 in Lewisburg, 47 in Irwin, and 49 in South Hill. It's going to be a beautiful day today. No matter what you're doing, if you're outside for exercise, it'll feel great. Lunchtime, mid-60s. We'll see highs in the upper 60s this afternoon under mostly sunny skies.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Today, Raleigh City Council will update plans to widen Six Forks Road. It was a $31 million project. The price is now up to $119 million. With that large funding gap, we'll find out if moving forward with the project is even an option. And the Wake County School Board plans to vote today on new pay raises for workers. School officials will also release a second draft of their student reassignment plan for next year. The current proposal moves up to 5,000 students into new schools. Next on Fox 50, you'll need a jacket heading out the door this morning. Elizabeth will tell us which day you may need the umbrella. And then next on Today, a live performance from Cirque du Soleil.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 8:30, our rough morning on the roads continues. Now tracking a crash in Garner, I'll show you where the backups are.
And it's a crisp, cool, beautiful morning here in Fayetteville and across the viewing area. I'll show you why our temperatures will start to warm up a bit in the next few days.
And breaking this morning, the man accused of shooting and killing two people at a Belgian soccer game has been shot and killed by police. What we know about the suspected terrorist attack.
Today, we'll get an update on the Six Forks Road Improvement Project. Just ahead, how a hefty price tag could cause a change of plans.
Here at Hillside High School, Durham Public Schools is working to fill more than 100 vacant positions. Just ahead, I'll explain what they're doing today to get more teachers and staff on board.
Still a lot to get to for your Tuesday morning. Thanks for sticking with us at 8:30. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your routine here. Lately, it's been a cold start as this cold air mass has moved in. Chance that it maybe moves out before the end of the week. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now.
Take a live look at Fayetteville, looking absolutely beautiful. This is pretty little cloud hanging right over downtown. But other than that, it is mostly clear. Temperatures have been chilly in Fayetteville this morning, down in the mid-40s, noticeably cooler than yesterday. Around the triangle, temperatures are in the upper 40s. No matter where you are, you're going to run into temperatures in the 40s almost everywhere right now. It is 51 in Rocky Mount, but 45 in Fayetteville. Louisville, 44 in Southern Pines, and Clinton, 43 is our cool spot there in Roxboro. Hour by hour, our temperatures are about the same in the Triangle as they were this time yesterday, but it's 7 degrees cooler in Fayetteville than this time yesterday. Hour by hour, our forecast looking pretty, looking at mid-60s at lunchtime. We'll climb to 67 for the high temperature today. The next several days, we'll see a gradual warm-up into the 70s for highs with a lot of sunshine. But by Friday, I'm tracking a front that'll come through. We'll talk about the timeline for some showers. Coming up, Brian.
8:32 as we take a live look at Garner. This is 70 Business from Auburn-Knightdale Road, looking back toward the Greenfield Parkway interchange there. This is all east of I-40. And you can see a couple of left lanes blocked with this crash on the eastbound side of 70. So this is leaving Garner, heading back toward Clayton. Not seeing delays on the westbound side related to this crash. Only a 2-minute slowdown overall at the stoplights along the way on westbound 70 coming in from Clayton. But as you head from Garner back toward Clayton, expect some delays there as you head through the Greenfield Parkway interchange out toward Rainer Road and Auburn-Knightdale Road. Some of the other trouble spots that we are watching at this point in the morning commute, looks like we have a fresh crash in the Apex area on US 1 northbound, right around 1010 Road. Delays began around the 55 interchange. Looks like once you get through 1010 Road, traffic's flowing pretty well through Cary. Still looking at about a 3-minute delay in Garner on 40 westbound. Overall, an earlier crash up around 440 and a second crash at Business 70 contributed to some earlier delays, but it's looking a lot better there right now. We still have a crash reported on 440 westbound right around the Brentwood Road area. About a 10-minute slowdown overall from 87 out toward Wade Avenue, with backups mostly from 87 to Capitol and then again from the Glenwood Avenue interchange down toward Wade Avenue. Coming in from Hillsboro toward Chapel Hill this morning, look out for some backups on 40 eastbound. About a 7-minute delay overall from 85 down to 15501.
Breaking news to tell you about right now. The man suspected of shooting and killing two people and injuring a third in Brussels was shot and killed by police overnight. Belgian police say the 45-year-old Tunisian man was shot by officers in a cafe. The incident the government is calling a terrorist attack happened last night, right as Belgium was hosting Sweden in a soccer match. The shooter left the scene, prompting a massive manhunt. Belgium also raised its terror alert to the highest level. In a video posted online, the suspect identified himself as a member of ISIS. A Belgian federal prosecutor says the likely motive for the attack was the Swedish nationality of the people he shot.
And on to the Israel-Hamas war. Overnight, the Palestinian officials have reported Israeli airstrikes today killed at least 28 people in Rafah, which is an area in Gaza. We've also learned this morning that the director in charge of the Rafah crossing was killed in Israeli strikes. And that comes as hundreds of foreign nationals wait to exit the strip that he was in charge of, and gates remain closed. Officials say more than 4,000 people have died so far in the war.
President Biden is preparing for a high-stakes visit to that war-torn region. It was announced late last night that the president will be headed to Israel tomorrow. This new video this morning shows humanitarian aid convoys moving toward the border right there, ready to cross into Gaza. It comes hours after Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke last night, giving significant updates. He says President Biden's visit will reiterate the United States' support for Israel and its right to defend itself.
The president will continue to coordinate closely with our Israeli partners to secure the release of hostages taken by Hamas, including men, women, small children, Holocaust survivors, and American citizens, as an indispensable humanitarian effort.
We've also learned from CNN and the Military Times, Marines from Camp Lejeune are being sent to Israel. The Marines are part of the rapid response units. Leaders with the Israeli military say they don't expect President Biden's visit to delay any ground invasion to Gaza.
And happening in the WREL Live Center, a new picture of Russian President Vladimir Putin arriving in Beijing today for a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The visit is seen as a display of their unwavering partnership during rising tensions in the Middle East, as we've been reporting for the last several days. Now, both Moscow and Beijing have criticized Israel's actions, calling for a ceasefire. Of course, this meeting comes between these two leaders, comes as President Biden is set to head to Israel tomorrow. We will, of course, be monitoring this international global diplomacy here in the Live Center on air and online.
Ken, thanks. Today we'll find out if a project we've been talking about for years will happen at all. The Six Forks Road Improvement Project would widen the road north of North Hills, making it safer and less congested. WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains the hefty price tag that could halt this project.
We've been talking about this widening project for a really long time, but the biggest update we'll get from discussions today is all about the cost. We're on part of that 2-mile stretch that's a part of the widening project right now, but if you take a look at your screen, you'll see a view of the entire widening project from North Hills to Lynn Road. This project is going to be a lot more expensive than what the city originally planned. The original plans for the project were estimated to cost $31.3 million. The new estimate is $119 million. That leaves nearly a $73 million funding gap. Today, we'll find out if moving forward with the project is even an option. The city might be able to make smaller improvements, but the full widening project may not be possible given that hefty price tag. So we'll find out more about how the city is going to move forward when City Council meets this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
Pay raises could finally be coming for Wake County school employees. The school board plans to vote today on new pay scales for workers. Employees have not gotten the raises the school board voted for in the spring because a new state budget hadn't been set for schools yet. Starting pay for bus drivers would be $18.55 per hour. That is up from $17 an hour. And starting pay for Wake County teachers would go from under $44,000 to $46,000. Also happening today in Wake County, school officials will release a second draft of their student reassignment plan for next year. The current proposal moves up to 5,000 students into new schools. It's part of an annual effort to manage overcrowding and fill new schools. Most families could apply to stay at their current school just without busing. Some would have no choice but to go to the new school or apply for a hardship transfer. Many families have spoken out against the first draft proposal. For updates, you can go to the education section of WREL.com.
Take to Durham now. Progress has been made there, but the school system is still working to fill positions. Nearly 2 months now into the school year. Not every classroom has a permanent teacher. WREL's Laura Levine explains what the district is going to try to do today to get that number of vacancies down to zero.
School has been in session at places like Hillside High School for several weeks, and Durham Public Schools is still working to fill about 120 positions. That's down from 200 in August. And here at Hillside, at today's job fair, the schools with the greatest needs will be in attendance. DPS's executive director of recruitment tells me the school system has almost cut its vacancy rate in half from 9% last summer to 4% this summer. Currently, there are 87 teacher positions still vacant. She tells me the greatest needs are K through 5 teachers, EC or exceptional children teachers, media coordinators, and bus drivers. She says higher pay and retention bonuses have helped, but there's still more work to do.
Durham is one of the higher pay. We're about 44 for new teachers coming in. Our supplement is one of the greatest. We started about 6,400 and it goes up to 11,000 depending on the years of experience.
Today's job fair here at Hillside High School is from 5 to 7 p.m. And just a reminder, you do not need a teacher's license to apply for these positions. In fact, Durham Public Schools offers a different track where you can work and still get that license while on the job. Laura Levine, WREL News in Durham.
Today, we're hoping to learn more about the future of sports betting in our state. At 2 p.m., the Sports Betting Committee from the NC Lottery Commission will meet. Sports wagering, including on mobile phones, can begin as soon as January under new legislation. The commission may take more time to decide which companies get the limited licenses available.
People in Raleigh have another chance today to give their input and learn more about how the city plans to spend its budget. This is the fourth in-person listening session. It's open to residents, business owners, organizations, and community leaders. The city is asking questions for input on transportation, housing, parks, and the environment. If you're interested, you're encouraged to stop by Carolina Pines Community Center this evening. The listening session runs from 6 until 7:30.
8:41 is the time right now on your Tuesday morning. And coming up, a warning. Don't believe everything Alexa or Siri tells you. The scams you should be keeping an eye out for.
Plus, new sports are coming to the Olympic Games. Find out which sports join flag football in the 2028 Games in L.A.
And we'll give you this live look right now. Take you up to Chapel Hill and the top of the hill view right there from the restaurant. It is chilly out there. Elizabeth Gardner will be back to tell us when you need to pull out the umbrella potentially this week. .45 is the time right now. We take you all the way up to Boone, North Carolina. That is King Street right there. App State University home. And those streets look a little bit wet, a little damp right now as you watch WRL News. Available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Certainly, it is cloudy there. We thank them for moving the camera down the street. Give us another view there, Elizabeth.
Right on time.
Is that something? No flurries or anything up there crazy, right?
No, it doesn't look like it. I think it's gotten a little bit too warm for that. But yesterday morning, yes, there were. I'm not sure that anything stuck down around Boone, but anything like above 5,000 feet, there was a dusting of snow all up and down the mountains of North Carolina. And I've got a picture to show you coming up in just a second. Beautiful pictures here locally, though, too. We started off with some cloud cover. Those clouds are pretty much gone now and will stay gone until late afternoon. We may see a few more of those developing. But Goldsboro, Apex, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant right there.